Howdy, y'all. Psyche soap. All right. Well, I'm only here to offer you some good reading. So every now and again, I may do a book review, perhaps a movie review, like I usually would do. Excuse me. If we were on my first channel. And this book, all too beautiful. It was an awesome book, you know. And I recommend this for all you young MGTOW out there, as well as you older ones too. Especially those that are familiar with philosophy, and many of the philosophers that are around, like Aristotle, Plato. You know, all the way to Nietzsche, and even some unlikely philosophers like Bruce Lee and Carl Sagan. Well, this one is about a philosopher after my own heart, Arthur Schopenhauer, German philosopher. And he was around throughout the 19th century Germany. Before the World Wars. And this fella was called often a pessimist compared to most philosophers. And I don't see it that way. Some may have called him a nihilist, but I don't see it that way either. I called him one of the true realists, you know. This book here is, it's a fictional. Yeah, it's fiction. But you get some real stuff out of it. It is three main things here. One of the main character, whose name is Julius Hertzfeld, he's forced to re-examine his life and work and, you know, he's confronted with his own mortality here after a routine checkup. So there's his story. And then he leads a group therapy session with about, what, 6 or 7 people. So there's the second story. And then the third, which involves the life of Arthur Schopenhauer. And it's expressed throughout every chapter before we go into the group therapy session and how to best apply some of the teachings of Schopenhauer. Now, it started off pretty odd and suspect. I thought they were going to hit us with some more of this wokey trash going around, but it surprised me in that regard. And got to some business. I'd say, like, after the second chapter, I was damn sure in. And throughout the chapters, you know, you go through a whole range of emotions. Name it, and you'll get it. And out of those three stories there, framed within the book, you get a gem, you know, a nugget of gold in each and every one of those stories. And for that, I highly recommend this book. I'm not going to tell you too much going on in it, but, you know, go ahead and check it out. Either by audiobook in your favorite audiobook provider, or paperback it, hardback it. Go on and get it on about the library. Ebook it if you'd like. That book by Irvin Yalom Irving Yalom. It's called The Schopenhauer Cure. Check this book out. It's about a 14-hour read. I took a whole week. And it's man, dare I say, can be a transformative experience. Not in that way, dude. Read the book and see for yourself. All right? Go out there. Do it. See you later, fellas. Peace.